Welcome to
Hindi, joke. Nagul.
Miss Sherlyn Kim, how would you like me to call you? Miss Kim.
Sherlyn na lang. No.
Sherlyn
no,
na lang.
No.
Wala nang miss.
Na lang. Yes, no, no.
Okay, my name is John Paul Adena, JP Adena, and this is OFWpreneurs, Overseas Filipino Entrepreneurs with Big Ideas. And now this episode is entitled Sherlyn Kim with Big Ideas. So, let's start with your 2-minute origin story.
Okay, Sherlyn Kim, she's a Filipina, she's living in Seoul, and she's married to a Korean, she has 3 wonderful daughters, and when was that? 4 years ago, she started a small startup that deals with children and professionals in Korea. And now, because of the current situations, we're glad that we're expanding. We're doing a lot of online work as well. So there are good things in the bad side always.
Kumbaga, your business stemmed from taking care of your family.
Yes.
Right?
Oh, yes,
getting
known. Yes.
Parang hindi na tayo lalayo pa.
Oo.
Diba?
Yun. Kasi mahirap. Kasi when you're not in your own country, you have to do a lot of adjustments. And it's not an easy thing talaga po. So,
How did it start? Bakit po kayo napunta sa Korea? What? Anong trigger? Is there any...
Why?
Nagkakilala ba kayo ng iyong husband sa Pilipinas? Ganon?
No. We met... yes, personally, we met in Manila, but we started sa dating online dating.
Wow,
site.
Very modern, no? Very modern online dating. So online dating site.
Yes, wow. But yeah, it started there, and he's always open about it. I'm always open about it because it was like a very, I think, cute story for us. So.
Very modern ang love story niya. Kasi iba, di ba? Parang sa mga lumang tao. Lumang tao talaga. Lumang tao, parang very taboo yung ganon. Na parang, online dating? Are you sure about that? Etcetera, etcetera. Can you find true love sa online dating? Ngayon, it's normal. Right?
Yes.
Medyo normal na po siyang...
Yes. And at first, he told me, I don't know, maybe I would make a video about it. At first, he was just challenged about me because he kept on sending me messages and I was not responding that time. So he said, I was so challenged with you because whenever I do like chat with other girls, also let's accept that, they're so friendly and they would respond right away. But he said, oh, I sent you a lot of messages and you're just ignoring me. And I said, I was just interested. I don't know.
So
one time,
so he's in Korea and you're messaging and then he went to Philippines?
Yes.
Wow.
And at what time?
Like, yung haba ng hair.
Napahawak tuloy. But at what time? It was like Valentine's Day and it was like, I think that was February 13. It was Saturday and he told me, okay, I'm gonna meet you in Manila on Valentine's Day. And I said, okay, I'm not believing in you. Yeah. I was in the office. I was working in Makati there, and then he called me. Did you pick me up in the airport? I said, what? So that's the long story.
Okay, so ang nangyari, he went to Philippines and then you met and then you went back to Korea. Nag-work pa siya sa Pilipinas? Like stay
No, he didn't. But he kept on visiting every weekend.
Every weekend? Parang ano lang ha? Parang
yeah.
Lang, ha?
he would come on like Saturday morning and he will leave like the 1 a.m. flight from Manila to Seoul. He would catch the flight to catch up with his work. Yes. So he'll go directly to the office. So he was doing that for less than a year.
And then,
so when you asked him what was your greatest investment? You
talaga? Ang galing ah. So nakakatuwa kasi parang sa movies wala nakikita yung ganung yung ganung kwento, 'di ba? Tapos pupunta. Actually marami ngang mga kwentong ganun na parang a foreigner pupunta dito and then pupunta doon and then we'll have story love story nila yung mag-meet sila online mga ganun di ba but it's a normal thing right now huh? So mm-hmm. just yeah. like us hindi pa tayo nagme-meet right
yeah.
we haven't met yet so but how did we get connected do you remember
oh yes it book writing yeah book writing curriculum or what book, university
book writing challenge ni
Sa
na sino. Yan. Yeah. Ang galing na. Meron tayong
common, ano.
yun ang ating connection online. We're friends. Well, friends, but online. Right?
Yes.
So, nakakatawa kasi yung book nyo na na-publish na, right?
Nasa yes, yes. And
then you're using it for work as well. Pagka parang yeah. connected siya sa work niyo.
Yes.
I'm still doing mine. it's taking a
long time. I thought you've published one.
Hindi pa, but malapit na.
Soon.
Yeah, soon. Very soon. It's a long story kung bakit yung ba't nangyari yun. But it's not about me today. It's about Miss Sherilyn Kim. So, ano nangyari? Online. But the thing is, our connection is Miss Shana Sino and a book, right? Books.
Mm-mm.
Book ang ating ano. Do you read a lot?
Lately, yes. Because of
the COVID.
Yeah.
So, kumbaga, you know that you learn from books and that's yes. why you made a book yourself, right?
Yes.
Meron ba kayong hack? Any hacks on reading fast or as a reader yourself?
Well, I'm not sure if I can call it as a hack, but mm-hmm. Whenever I do household chores, I like listening to my audio files, books.
Oh. So audiobook.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if it's a hack, but sometimes it's so. A different feeling also if you are holding the book itself and you're yeah. reading and drinking with your cup of coffee. That's my me time.
So, and sa my mga, hand. Sa mga, yes, and, mga bata, they don't know that, eh, right? Yung ganun.
Yeah.
Normal sa nila yung Kindle, yung...
Yeah.
Audible.
Meron akong app actually, but iba yung feeling eh when you're like outside, you're alone and you're reading your favorite book. Iba eh.
With coffee.
Yeah.
Coffee, you know, right.
So my husband understands me well when I said, can I go out? Like if the kids are already on bed and I have nothing to do at night, and I will just go out on our nearby coffee shop and I'll just get a book to read. He knows me
yung,
very well.
Yung me time mo, right?
Oo, because sometimes it helps eh.
Kumbaga, parang ang quiet time mo, for me, it's jogging. Kasi pa pang mag-jog.
Yeah, I remember you had a lot of videos about.
Yes, jogging. And then, nakikinig din ako ng audiobook.
Audiobook.
Habang nagbabas. Di ba yung iba, sinasabay na sa pacing ng takbo nila yung music. But ako hindi. May audiobook on my in my head and yes. then yun yung ginagawa ko tumatakbo ako after.
Iba pero, diba?
Yeah, pero gusto ko pa rin magbasa ng libro. I mean,
yeah, likewise.
The smell of the pages, diba?
Yes. Paper.
Yeah, pero sa akin for me a hack would be I'm reading the audiobook. I'm mm-hmm. listening to the audiobook but I'm also reading the same book.
Mm-hmm.
Ano ba 'yan? So, ano nangyari? Mm-hmm. And then bibilisan ko yung audiobook ng speed maybe 2 times 2. Uh-huh. And then, susundan ko ng mata ko habang nagbabasa.
Wow!
So, nangyari, yung, ano niya, mas mabilis kasi yung mata ko kesa sa, doon sa audiobook. So, kaya siya, isasunod ko yung pacing ng audiobook doon sa mata ko.
Wow, that's cool.
And I found out na mas bumibilis yung basa ko.
Oo.
Kasi parang, I tried that in yung biyahe namin sa airport.
I should try that with my kids because my kids also loves to read, so.
Maybe, have the book. So, you have the same feeling. Yeah? Parang siyang audio.
Try ko nga.
Sa tenga, and then you're still reading it. Right?
Try ko nga once. I'll let you know how it is.
What's the last book you read?
The last book? Now I'm reading a Korean book.
A Korean book?
School After Mom. Yeah, it is a Korean book but translated into English.
Oh, I see.
The title is "Please Look After Mom."
Please look after mom.
A mommy thing again.
Ipapabasa mo rin sa anak mo, no?
Oh yeah, I know not this because it's so it's like a sad.
Ah, so it's a novel.
It's a novel.
So you speak Korean? Write Korean?
Basic, yes.
Write Korean then.
Write Korean. No, not. Just basic.
Just basic. Hindi pa fluent.
No.
Okay. So, yung company or yung business na you made, it's about what?
It's actually the industry is education. So we're helping people to learn how to be confident and how to do business outside Korea. So we're helping more of the locals.
Really? So it's locals meaning
Koreans.
Okay, so the business is helping them to make business outside of Korea?
Yes.
Wow, that's interesting.
Because you know, language is a barrier here. So we're helping them how to be confident in building businesses outside Korea.
It's di ba parang maraming Koreans na pumunta sa Pilipinas to learn English.
Yes.
But then you help them to also learn English? It's like that?
No. I'm more on
confidence
business English or business communication or how do you business, for example, there are a lot of engineers here coming to the Middle East. Uh-huh. So we're helping them how to act properly outside because you know Korea is like unique country because they have unique culture, they love their culture so much, so they are not that open on how things are done outside their country.
So parang you're helping them with other cultures.
Yes,
parang ganon. So immersing them on a culture of a different country so that they can interact with each other more harmoniously.
Yes, but I'm focused on the business side, business culture. Yeah. So like how do you do business, for example, in a particular country, and it's like training here. So they contact me whenever they have personnel or manpower to be deployed somewhere else. They do trainings under me, like, so I go to their company and train them.
I see. So are you a registered OFW or overseas Filipino worker?
Not really.
Technically,
no. Because technically, no.
Oh. So,
but we have like CFO registration. Like on commission on Filipino overseas.
Oh, I'm not familiar with that.
So I think that is for like Filipino married to a foreigner. Just for the country to monitor who are out of the country overseas, who are out of the country.
Naka-register pa rin siya sa government natin.
Not OFW, but CFO, Commission on Filipino Overseas.
Galing ah. Parang hindi ako familiar doon. Wala kaming ganun sa Hong Kong. Kumbaga, your OFW or second generation, third generation is like that. But hindi ako familiar. At least now I know, right?
Yeah. So, no information. Actually, siguro yung mga married internationally, they would know that. It's a requirement. Actually, you can't leave the country without your CFO training and CFO registration certificate.
I see. So, parang katumbas.
Or OFW rin.
Fiancé visa, parang ganon. Parang ganon.
Parang not, similar, pero similar. Not 100%.
Okay. Parang narinig ko yun sa ibang bansa. There was an approval for fiancé visa or ganun. So, yun yung version sa Korea.
Hindi, right? Sa Philippines rin.
So, parang Philippine side ang
CFO. That's a Philippine requirement.
Okay. Got it.
You can't live without it. Even though you got your visa already.
Okay. Perfect. At least now I know. So, ang nangyari, pumunta kayo sa Korea and then you had your own business kaagad or you meron kayong trabaho first?
No. At first, it was hard because I don't speak the language. And then, 4 days, actually maybe it's one in my vlogs. 4 days after I arrived here, my husband had to do a business trip for a month. So I was left alone. I wanted to go back to the Philippines because, and he just gave me, okay, he just turned me around our neighborhood. Okay, this is the market, this is the bus you can go. And I don't have a driver's license back then. So this is the hospital and that's it. You can do it, he said to me. And I didn't know anyone here. I don't speak the language. It was hard. So
maybe one of your struggles yung umpisa niyo dyan.
Yes, but it was hard really.
But the thing is, at least you're forced to know everything fast.
Yes,
right? The bright side is when you're able to do it, or like, whoa, it's a achievement. It's an achievement na. Ano gawa ko?
But there are a lot of struggles. One time I explored the city and I couldn't find my way back home. So I was calling my husband overseas, how can I get back home? And then I was just scared of riding a cab. So he said, okay, just stay there. Can you see it? Then there was a landmark then. Okay, can you see that hotel in Seoul? And said, oh, I'm just decided, okay, just check in there and I will have my junior to pick you up tomorrow morning and then he will send you back home. So that's, whenever I remember those things, it
brings back the
makes
memory.
Yeah.
But the thing is, it makes you strong, right?
Yung mga ganun. Yes.
Right now, natutunan ko na everything that challenged you in life made you stronger.
Yes,
and,
that's definitely.
And pagka nagawa mo na before, parang kaya mo na gawin ulit.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure alam niyo paano umuwi from that hotel, no? Di ba? It's like at the back of your mind na, or your hand na. No?
So whenever we see that hotel in downtown, he would like push me back like this. And then, Do you remember? I said, no.
Kumbaga parang ilalagay mo lang ako sa isang hotel and then susundin mo ako, di ba? Parang ganun. Actually, hindi pa nga siya eh, no?
Oo, yung junior niya.
Yeah, ang galing. So, if you don't mind me asking, so, what's the work of your husband?
Technically, he's an engineer but he's also on his small startup. So, we're doing things.
So, mayroon siyang separate company.
Mm-mm.
And he's also employed, parang ganun.
Or no, I influenced him to be on his own.
Talaga?
5 years ago, yeah.
Ah, so
before he was in the big top 3 companies here in Korea. He's like an engineer there, but okay. I was trying to convince him because, and now he was thankful to me. He said, thank you.
parang sarili niyang firm, parang ganun.
Yeah.
Engineering firm.
Oh.
So, na-impluensyahan niyo siya na instead of being an employee, and then she maging siya na lang yung may-ari or she.
Yes.
Right? Mahirap pa kayo sa transition?
Yes, because the reason for that was, you know, Koreans, they are hardworking and they have their office culture na when your boss is in the office, you're not, isn't it that you're not allowed? Pero parang it's off when you get back home first. If your boss is in the office, so you have to wait for your boss to be out first before you leave.
So kung workaholic ang boss mo,
yes,
you have to stay there. Ah, talaga?
Yeah, that's a culture. So it's like
you won't go home unless he goes home.
Yeah, in Korean we call that nunchi. So it's like, I don't know. There's no English translation of nunchi.
Direct
it's like. Yeah, so it's nunchi. You have to wait for your boss to leave before you go. And
so when he started his own, pwedeng umuwi yung mga
yes.
So you changed the culture. Kumbaga, parang
yes.
You asked the employees to.
And anyway, he just have few staff, and yeah. And one thing, another thing is he allowed to work like, what do you call flexi time?
Flexi time. Wow.
Yeah.
So, ito nga pala yung resume ko, tapos mag-a-apply ako. Mag-a-apply ako sa company ng asawa mo. Flexible time, that's good. Kasi parang, right now, very, ano na ngayon eh, sa nangyayari sa pandemic, di ba? Parang, medyo nag-a-adjust na ang mga companies ngayon on a flex time as well. Kasi nga, kung work from home ka, then you have to be flexible, di ba?
Yeah. Kumbaga, even before.
You can't force anyone to work at home or at a certain time.
So because he maybe because he experienced that and he knows how it was before, and especially if you have a family, so he made that way.
So basically,
and I'm happy as a wife.
Yeah, of course, you have more time with him, right?
Yeah.
Not only with him, but with family, right?
Yes, with family, with the kids, and we can do things together.
And that's basically the message ng podcast ato, di ba? Oh, entrepreneurship. It doesn't matter where you are. The message is OFWpreneur, meaning you can start your own company sa country that you're working in or sa Pilipinas.
Yes.
Right? As long as you're there, as long as you're, baga, parang baby mo kasi ang ano eh, no? Ang businesses eh. Parang, parang ayaw mong iwan. So if you're going to start in Philippines, be in the Philippines. If you're going to start in Korea, be in Korea. And this in this instance, that's what you did. So, nag-umpisa ba yung company mo first and then you influence your husband to make his own company or the other way around? Nauna muna siya.
Nauna ako.
Oh, ang galing. Competitive ba?
Because my work before when I started, I was teaching English already in a company and in the school here in Korea. And then I got pregnant and I said, I just want to focus with my kid. But kapag kasi, di ba, nagtatrabaho ka, parang hindi mo makita yung sarili mo at home na walang ginagawa. I mean, there are a lot of things to do at home.
Yes.
Pero iba kasi eh, yung hahanap at hahanap ka ng gagawin mo.
Yes, parang even though na marami kang ginagawa sa bahay, parang incomplete.
Yes.
Parang ganun.
Parang
ba?
You're not so used to it because you've been working after your university. So, yun. And then he said, are you sure? Can you do it? You don't even speak Korean. And I said, I'll try.
I'll manage. Don't worry about it.
I'll try. And he said, okay.
And then, nung nakita niyang, it's okay. I mean, it's a good path, diba? So, then you influenced him to do the same, diba?
On my first year, it was hard. Because no one would, you know, you're a foreigner doing business here in Korea.
So, the medium is Korean or English? This a company?
Both.
So, that's why you have
But more on English.
So, that's why you're forced to learn Hangul. Hangul, tama ba?
And not really because of that. That's because I have kids and I have to communicate with my in-laws. And if you don't speak Korean here at all, it would be very hard.
Kasi para siyang parang sa Japanese, di ba po? Mayroon silang culture na if you go to Japan, learn to speak Japanese. We will not adjust for you. Ganun din sa Korea. Parang ganun.
Yes.
Ang culture nila is parang, why would I learn your
language? You're the one who came
you
here.
Went
I mean,
here.
Yeah, you went here. You try to learn the language. You're trying to learn the culture. So, something like that.
And
so, nag-a-adjust ka talaga.
You know, when I started po kami ng business sa Hong Kong, it was hard. You know, you have to follow all the rules, the licensing, especially sa food po kami. So, para licensing, everything. I didn't know you have to do this, you have to do that, you have to do this, etc. What was the challenge sa pag-start? Meaning, business registration, whatever you have to do to start your business. Ano yung parang hardest part? Hindi yung operations part when you started, but the actual starting of it. I'm just curious kasi we have the same. I mean, we have our own struggles at starting it. What would be the struggle in starting a company, your own company in Korea?
Yes, the struggle was first the language, second the process. How would I start? And it was good then because there are a lot of programs ng Korean government for foreigners or for Koreans who wanted to start. There are a lot of startup programs here in Korea. So, yun. Before I started, I make it a point na mag-avail ng mga programs. Mag-aral how it is para mas easier. So, nag-attend ako ng training for free ng Korean government.
The first thing you did is went online, and if there are free trainings, parang ganoon.
Yeah, I search in ganyan. And there are a lot, actually. There are a lot of
parang they help you
trainings.
Step by step, parang ganoon?
Yes! Kung sa Philippines, meron ngayong one-stop business center. I'm not sure if it's working already.
Not sure. I haven't.
I've seen that in one of the news. Na merong one stop.
Parang one stop lang. That's
service. One stop services. Like, not really for the business. Like, yung nandun na yung mga SSS. Like ganyan. Sa Korea, parang meron din ganon. For those who are interested to put up a start. To put up a business. So, they're encouraging people to do a startup. And they're doing it for free. And I'm thankful. I'm grateful. I attended that program. It's like a 6-month program, so they will teach. Yeah, they will, but it's like twice a week.
So parang you invested your time first to learn everything, all the
ropes
before you
mag-umpisa. Tama. Yes, because no one would help me. My husband said, if you really want it, then go. I will support you, maybe apart financially or whatever. But it's your business. This is. You want to start it, so you have to know how it is. And at the time, I was like taking tampo to him, and I said, "You are not supporting me all the way," because you have to know it. And then he said, "Okay, you attend." So I attended that program. And how I wish may ganyan din sa Philippines, no?
I think meron, but the thing is the culture sa Pilipinas. What I correct me if I'm wrong, pero hindi tayo entrepreneurial.
Yes.
Maybe. Parang we're okay na meron tayong boss.
Yeah, or parang na we feel secured na monthly we will be receiving that amount.
Parang instead of a possibility of exponential growth sa business.
Yeah.
But meron naman akong let's say 50,000 per month or per month na sweldo.
Sure
they would rather go. They would rather go with that and then the benefits of that, right? Did you secure my wife's here because I'm on a diet.
Wow. So, how I wish.
And meron akong schedule na every 3:30 ang aking snack. So I have snacks. Iingitin lang kita sa aking napakasarap na mangga.
Wow! Sarap ng mangga.
And apple and banana. So,
you're not into carbs? Ano lang?
The diet is zero carbs and zero sugar. The only sugar will be natural, which is your
From fruits and veggies.
But sugar itself, no. So, yun. And then cardio.
Nalungkot ako bigla.
Kasi nung dumating...
Pero I can't let go of sugar.
Parang nag-gain ako ng 4-5 kilos.
Since you came back?
Oh, since I came back, parang grabe. Kasi hindi kami makalabas eh, di ba?
Lockdown.
Lockdown, hindi talaga pwede lumabas. Parang gano'n. So, hindi kami makaano. Eh, but then,
Uy, naipit ako ng lockdown dyan, do you know?
Yeah, me too. Yung February?
Yes. You know the 72-hour window?
Yeah. Umuwi kami ng January 31st. Uh-huh. And we got stuck the whole February. Nakaalis kami papuntang Hong Kong ng March 4 na.
Wow.
How about you guys? Anong happened? I wanna parang tayo nangyari yun eh. So, what did you do?
Yeah, we're supposed to get back February 19. Mm. And then suddenly there was like a 72-hour window. So my husband got panicked. He booked us on like Manila to Thailand, Thailand to Seoul, and then suddenly he canceled because he said no because Thailand is also
locked.
Yeah, locked. And then he got a flight again, Manila to Taipei to Seoul. and then we found out on the day of our flight that there's another rule that okay, you can go, foreigners can leave, you can.
Pwede naman para silang lumabas. Actually, yung foreigners ay pwedeng lumabas talaga eh.
Yes.
Kasi diba, yun yung window na sinasabi mo, right?
Yeah.
Na all the foreigners can leave 72 hours. Within 72 hours, yun ba yun?
Oo. Pero kasi hindi kami abot ng 72 hours. Yeah. Parang we have like an 7-hour gap after 72 hours. So hindi kami nakapasok doon.
But then everything... Nakalis naman kayo?
Went right. Yes, on our original schedule.
Oh, I see. Kami naman, ang nangyari, like, kinausap namin with the help of Miss Susan Ople. Kinausap namin yung OWA admin Hans Kaktak. We went to their office. nagkaroon ng group, pumunta kami sa office, and then we asked for permission na lift mo yung ban sa OFWs.
Mm-hmm.
Na nag-work sa OFWs and permanent residents or residents ng Hong Kong. Na wala problema. Parang ang contention namin noon is we trust the healthcare system of Hong Kong more than Philippines. Hindi ko siya dinadown, but it's just
yeah.
Kasi ang Hong Kong, they know the SARS, di ba?
Yes. Yeah.
Sanlayo SARS, they already know what to do.
Yeah.
Nangyari na Sanlayo, parang nasaktan na yung ekonomiya nila ngayon na yun. Hindi nila hahayaang mangyari ulit sa kanila. So, mm-mm, para sa amin, yung healthcare system nila. Now, ngayon, very very proud of Hong Kong, na-feature din siya na parang at the start of the pandemic, mayroong 4 deaths, unfortunately, may 4 deaths sa Hong Kong.
Mm-mm.
And then, fast forward today, the total deaths in Hong Kong are only 4.
Wow! So that's impressive!
From the start until now,
wow, that's so impressive.
So parang mayroong signature na kailangan parang sinasabi na sagot pa rin kayo ng gobyerno pag magkakasakit kayo or whatever. But it's your own volition kung bakit kayo pumunta. Bakit kayo pumunta doon? It's your own decision. Hindi namin kayo pipigilan, but it's your own decision. Parang ganon. Proud to say na mayroon din silang program na if you get sick of the COVID-19 sa Hong Kong, you don't have to pay anything.
Likewise here, foreigner or locals.
But dito sa Pilipinas, we have to million ang gagastosin mapagka mag-stay ka sa isang hospital lalo na pagpapalit.
Oo nga eh. Sa mga news na pagpapalit.
So, parang meron kaming joke ng asawa ko na, let's go back. But, of course, wala pa rin.
Of course na. Yes. Kaya nga, umuuwi at umuuwi.
Yes. How often do you go Philippines?
Twice or thrice a year.
Parang, again, parang Pampanga lang ulit. Pero hindi kita masisi kasi nung nasa Hong Kong ako, talagang every year.
Diba?
Parang at least once a year meron ako. And then yung mother ko, laging pumupunta sa Hong Kong every year. Once or twice every single
year. My parents din. Tsaka yung mga bata kasi gusto nila yung mga beach and resort. Okay. Sa Batangas kami, di want to sawa sila. So,
were you affected mang Taal?
Hindi naman. Pero most, yung sa cities namin, affected.
Other side ng Taal, kumbaga kayo.
Yeah.
Maga nung unong humangin, hindi po ay sa kabilang side. Ang swear, kasi nga, yung...
Grabe.
My cousin lives in Batangas. So parang sabi ko, are you okay? Kasi parang concerned ka, di ba?
Mm-hmm.
Sabi niya, I'm okay. Sabi niya,
yeah.
Sa kabilang side.
Yeah, I was calling my parents, are you okay? That's the reason why I tried to visit them because of the Taal eruption. We're supposed to go during the time when it erupted. Kasi nga bakasyon ng mga bata. Pero na-delay. Sabi ng tatay ko, no, kasi maalikabok. Ganyan. So, so nalipat kami ng February. And then yun nga, pandemic naman.
Na-stuck kayo sa Pilipinas.
Sabi nga ng anak ko, ng isa kong anak, sabi niya, it was the worst vacation that she had sa bahay ng lola niya. Pero babalik pa rin daw siya. Pero sabi niya, babalik pa rin daw siya after ng corona. Sabi ko, okay.
Yeah, of course. I know everything will be alright. Baga, that's my prayer every night. Palagi sinasabi sa anak ko. Of course, you have to explain to her. She's 7 years old. So explain to her what's happening, di ba? Coronavirus, ganyan. And then, ang prayer namin at night is, first, we're thankful na we're okay, right? Kasi maraming ibang taong nakakasakit, maraming taong affected, but us, we're good, we're still okay. And na, ang mai-impart ko na sa kanya is the feeling na I know, I believe that everything's going to be alright.
Yes.
Diba? Na parang, parang sa isang business din, diba? Pag may mga struggle sa business, when we had problems with our business, tapos parang feeling mo, hindi na talaga kaya.
Hindi yun. Na, oo.
Parang,
give up ka na.
Give up ka na?
Gusto mo na mag-scape.
You know, parang gusto mo mag-vacation, di ba? Parang ganun.
Oo.
Ang sabi sa, parang, the thing is, everything is going to be alright.
Yes.
And then it's just money, right? It's just money.
Definitely.
As long as I'm okay, as long as my family's okay, we're good. Di ba
yes.
Po?
Diba? So, that's right.
Speaking of struggles sa business, maybe your business or your husband's business, yung struggle nyo specifically, and what would be the highlight also? Baga, doon tayo sa kabilaan, negative and the positive. Mm-mm. What's your low point, and then what's the highlight?
My lowest point when I was starting was yun nga, first because I'm a foreigner. Whenever I reach out for cold calling, or no one would believe you.
Grabe yun.
Yes, and
parang kinigala ko, di ba?
Yeah, pero yun nga eh. Kasi nga hindi ako that well equipped. I mean, parang sumabak na ako sa gera ng hindi ako handa, which was my fault. And then parang TED talk kami ng husband ko na, you know, I was telling him, I'm so tired, I should have not started this one. And then I said, just keep going and try to learn every day. Kung meron kang mga struggles na experience today, make it na mag-improve ka about it. And then there was one
cold calling. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah. And then out of 20 clients, supposedly clients na I was reaching out, merong one international school na nag-reply back to me. And wow.
So how many times muna? Sabihin out of first 1 in 100 or 1 in 20, 1 in 50? 20th call?
Siguro, not call, emails.
Email. Yeah. So how many emails before
nangyari yung isa? Maybe lahat ng all international schools in Korea, maybe I've said.
Let me give you a number. 1,000?
No. Maybe 50 plus.
50 plus. And then the first email you got email back. First
yeah,
email back?
Yeah, email back. Yeah, email
so
back.
Everybody just...
Ignored.
scene zoned you.
Yes, scene zoned. But they read. They read.
You will see,
even
right?
Though, yeah, I'm continuously doing, like, sending them mails.
I think
but that one school believed in me and got curious in what I do. And then that started. When I got that client, everyone follows in the community, in the industry. So,
I'm getting that.
Thankful. I'm so thankful to that. Because it's like a big top international schools here, and then when the other school found out that hey, this school is doing this, and so it goes along, and I was so thankful for that. So yun talaga, kung parang feeling mo down na down ka na, may mga point talaga na ganun eh. You don't have masasabi ko lang is keep going.
So technically your low point is finding that one client, and then yes. Your high point is actually finding that one client.
Yeah. Yes. So parang, I'm still with that.
Parang ang galing ng message. It's a good message that we can impart sa ating audience na basically the lowest point is actually the turning point to the highest point.
Yes.
Ng iyong career. Ang galing, no?
Yeah.
Merong picture ako nakita sa Facebook or I don't know, Instagram, wherever. May isang lalaki na parang nagpipiko. Naghuhukay sa kabilang side, naghuhukay sa dalawa. And then this part is meron siya nakuhang diamond.
Mm-hmm.
And then yung isa, nag-give up na siya. Pupunta sa kabilang side to
get that diamond.
But then, kung konti na lang talaga sa kabilang side, so makikita niya yung pinakablaking diamond sa buong mundo.
So,
parang ganun, di ba?
So,
all you have to do, though, is do not stop.
Yes.
Di ba? Parang, don't look at the competition. And then, just don't stop. You only fail when you stop. Ang ganda ng message na yun.
Yes.
Kasi parang, you didn't stop until the 50th and then the first callback.
Yes. You know what? When I was opening that, I mean, it was just a reply, and it was just implying that we're interested to know more about what you're doing, like that. It was not like a done deal yet. But when I was opening that letter, I was so emotional because, wow, it really, really, because I was losing hope then. And
totoo,
I said, diba? So I was in the office and I was opening that email. I was so emotional. I said, okay, I will make it work because this is the only one that got interested in what I do. Yun.
And you got testimonials, and then and so on and so forth. Ganun yan.
Yes. And I think the best one that helped was like the word of mouth. Mm. So yung parents.
They are still your clients until now.
Yes, but now we're stopped because of the pandemic. So,
wala kasing school. So, but you told me earlier na you're still striving or you still have clients, you still have work done even at home right now.
Yes, yes, but that's in the business side. So we have like schools and for students or for children, and then we have for professionals in the business side. Mm. So in the business side, we do it like online. And sometimes I visit the office just to. Yes.
So what's the business model? Parang nangyari ano eh. I'm a bit confused business side and then the student side. Meaning, your clients are professionals. That's one thing. And then the other clients are kids.
Like yeah.
Students.
Oh. Yeah. So you, but the boiling point is just the same. How to be confident. How to learn good manners and etiquette. Something like that. So just the same. It's just like in adult, it's a different approach as compared to children.
Of course, baga iba yung approach lang, but the same business model.
Mm-mm.
Okay. Technically, you're the same, but the way to say it is different. But of course,
Mm-mm.
you have to make it playful or storytelling sa kids, parang ganon.
Yes.
Parang ganon. Oh, I see. So does it cater like, kinder until whatever age?
Yeah, we're catering from 6 to high school, 17, 18. And there are a lot of parents that calling us that, can you help us because my child is in teenager stage,
into
a challenge, and something like that.
I think I'll be needing your services in the future.
I think...
In the near future.
No.
How about the kids? How are your kids? So you do what you teach with your kids, right?
Yeah, but I would like to have a disclaimer. I'm not a perfect one. Sometimes I'm also struggling in holding on my temper and like everybody else.
Yung ugat sa ating tempo lumalabas. Ganun.
Oh, you know what? When the good thing, sorry, my kids just arrived, maybe. The good thing about it is that when they see me, whenever I'm in that situation that I'm about to burst out, they would pat on me, Mama, you told me. Mm-hmm. Whatever the situation is,
be kind, be compassionate.
Be patient. I said, okay, I remember. And so something like that. So they would exactly know when. Yeah.
I'm getting to know. Sometimes it takes the honesty and the straightforwardness of your child to make you realize na yung tinuturo mo sa kanya, bumabalik sa iyo. But yes. In a good way. Parang
wala, mapapatahimik ka na lang.
Parang, oh, nga, no. Parang tamimi ka lang, ano? Parang, nga, no?
yung that time, it was happened, like, I had a morning meeting, and we had to catch up yung sa bus niya. And wala na kaming oras, and then gusto niya magpalit ng shoes, nakasuot na siya. I was about to burst out. I said, Mommy, sorry, I really want to wear these shoes, and you told me that it's okay sometimes. to be like that, and you told me to be kind, patient. Okay,
balik sa kanya. Ang galing, no? Ang lakas ng power ng lambing, no?
Yes.
So, parang pag nilambing ka na ng anak mo, parang you melt.
Yeah, of course.
So, parang ang seryoso natin masyado eh. So, a little bit question na about face tayo.
Okay.
Have you Googled yourself?
Yes. Many times.
Many times? So, you just do, parang lately, nakaka-Google mo lang na sarili niya?
The last one, 3 weeks ago, because I had a client that told me that I asked him, because he's overseas, I asked him, how did you find me, my services? And because I knew that my website is also down.
Mm.
I was not able to renew licenses and the thing. And he said, Google. then I tried to Google myself as well.
Wait, tinake mo kumaga, ano paano ba niya ako nahanap?
Oh, so, kasi it's so ano eh, parang paano mo ko nahanap? Hindi naman ako nagma-market lately because of the pandemic nga.
So it means the website Sherlyn Kim or website of the business?
No, Sherlyn Kim.
The Sherlyn Kim website.
I'm planning on to renew. Launch a new one, yeah, renew.
Nakita ko nga, may rami kang mga... Of course, I Googled you.
Talaga, nahiya.
So, parang, you've been posting a little bit more sa social media now. Diba? Na parang mayroon kang vlog. So, what's that vlog about? It's anything under the sun.
Anything. No, but I'm actually want to focus on like travel and food plus parenting. Something like that.
That would definitely help. Kasi parang, ang traveling ngayon ang sumisikat dahil wala nakaka-travel. So parang laging throwback, no? Throwback na mga travels na yung mga nakikita mo ngayon. Galing, no?
Sad nga kami lahat ng travels namin this year. Na-canceled na.
Saan dapat?
We do have like supposedly this May, Saipan and Guam. And then on summer break, we're supposed to visit my sister in UK. But wala na. Next year na lang siguro.
But the thing is, we're good, right? Kasi.
Yes!
It's just fun. We still have business, right? We still have business coming in. And everything's healthy? Everyone's healthy?
Yes, everyone is healthy.
Good. Thank you.
Yun nga.
Yeah. Thankful sa'yo.
Ayo rin. Sana.
Yeah. Thank you for that. I appreciate that. It's good na people are checking up on you, right?
Yes.
That's why I've been checking up on people right now. At magandang ano rin to, magandang parang platform to say hi. Kung nangungumusta lang.
Of course.
Nangungumusta lang. Parang naisip ko ngayon, parang I need to finish the book. Kasi sabi ni Sherlyn, hindi pa pala tapos yung book ko eh. Parang ganyan. But then I will do it. Don't worry. I'll do it. Baga na, medyo na-encourage ako ngayon na tapusin ko siya. Because nakausap na kayo, ang aking classmates sa 90
days. Meron akong sinusulat rin, hindi ko rin matapos-tapos.
Si ma'am,
a family book.
Kakausap ko lang kay Mirna at ma'am.
Kay ma'am Mirna, Mami M.
So, ang nakakatawa kasi siya din ang nag-influence sa akin ng business sa Pilipinas. I talked to her via Zoom. Hindi ko pa alam yung Zoom nun. So, siya yung nag-Zoom sa akin. And then,
diba siya yung ma-business?
Yes. Expert. So,
yes,
and
very
then I talked to her about everything under the sun about franchising, ganun, about starting up a business because she did everything. And so many, ang daming niyang experiences about
it. Yeah.
And mostly about people handling.
Parang
ganun. So, let's talk about the book that you're trying to write, family book.
Yeah. Hindi ko matapos-tapos.
So, it's about your family?
Yes, and families here in Korea.
Parang doon nagsistem. Lagi naman ganun, no? You're scratching your own itch.
Yes.
Talk about yourself. Talk about what you're experiencing.
Yeah, something like that.
Nakita ko kanina eh, mayroong post about si J.K. Rowling. Gumawa siya ng...
Ay, oo, nakita ko.
Nakita mo rin yan?
Pago niya, oo.
Parang ikabod. Ikabod.
Dati. Ikabod.
Parang oo. Ganun, di ba? So parang galing, no? Parang 10 years ago pa yata niyang ginagawa. No? Tapos yun yung story na kinikwento niya sa mga anak niya when they were young. And then the feedback right now na malaki na sila is still the same. Parang
kaya
encourage siya na gawin pa rin yun. So, I'm waiting for your book. Baka, feeling ko, I feel that yung nabasa ko kanina at nabasa niyo rin is about like that. Baga pareho
like
lang.
That. Pero, ewan ko. Sana matapos na.
Ayan. Para katulad ng tinagal-tagal ng aking pagsusulat ng book. My book is about home, right? But the thing is, I was not home yet. So, how can I talk about something that I haven't done yet.
Yes, precisely. Right?
So, hindi ko kaya siyang itapusin eh. So, parang sakto, it wouldn't be right. It wouldn't be appropriate na think home OFW and then you're not home. What's happening? Diba? Parang, thing is, I might be judging myself, but I know na it's the right way. Baga, how can you teach others or impart the story to others? Na hindi mo pa ginagawa. So kaya nga nagkaroon ng OFWpreneurs.
Well, it's a cool podcast. Place ah. It's a cool place for OFW.
Ang galing, no? Parang natututo ako eh, no? Sa lahat ng mga sinabi niyo sa akin, parang I learned from your struggles, I learned from your mistakes, I learned from your 'di ba? I think I haven't cold call yet. So I should. Alam mo 'yun? Hindi pa ako nakapag cold call eh. So makapanamukha ko face to face na
nakakalap
ako. Pero yung cold call parang hello.
Hindi na naman talaga. Yung cold call kasi may dalawa siyang pwede siyang via phone, pwede via email.
Yeah. I haven't done that yet.
Even talaga. Hindi pa ako na, hindi pa, try.
Yeah. So maybe na influence mo ako na baga, usually sa mga ganung marketing strategies, di ba? Parang, una-una yung cold call eh. Tapos, everything else in between. And then, sa ngayon is social media. The thing is, we forgot na this works.
Yeah. Free!
Also works.
Yeah, for free marketing. Diba?
Especially sa mga professionals, right? Sa mga B2B, business to business, no? Parang, parang it's like, parang mas appropriate sa yung mag-email.
Sa business talaga. Oo. Yeah.
Would you say no? But do you social medias, right? Social media.
I do social media. Pero not that active sa business kasi mas okay talaga yung parang ano eh.
Personal.
Ano ba tawag doon? Personal communication. Parang ganyan.
Mga baga word of mouth and then you start from there.
Yes.
Do you specifically ask for recommendations? Ayan na. Ano na ako.
Yes. Yes. Yes, I do. And there's nothing wrong with it, I think.
Yeah.
Especially parang, like for me, when I handle professionals and then yung program nila sa akin will end up in a month and then I say, I will ask for recommendation. And most of my clients are from recommendations as well.
So
and it works so good.
And then tuloy-tuloy siya.
Because it likes a chain. It's like a chain. So if I makapal talaga mga, I would ask my clients. So if you know somebody who needs help or just let me know or just let her know. And then you would be surprised. They will contact you. They will tell you, I was recommended by this one of your clients.
Galing
and then you take care of that thing.
Yeah, that client. Umaga. There's a real estate training that I attended na sinasabi na the your services does not end sa end of sale.
Yes, even though the program has ended, I still take call my previous clients.
Oh,
are you in the country? Let me know if you're here. Let's have coffee. Let's have something. Mm-hmm. You take care even though you are not doing business with them anymore. Because later on, the relationship will still help you through.
Awesome. Do you do LinkedIn? LinkedIn.
Yes, I have LinkedIn, have LinkedIn, but yeah, I have. But it's not that I'm not posting. I'm not actively posting.
Because I watch someone, and it's usually for business, pag B2B, like yours, right? It's mostly B2B, right?
So yeah, the setup is like that.
These are B2Cs. But the actually isn't then, no? The sa mga students ang kausap mo schools then, right?
So take B2B
and then there's C. But sa businesses it's always B2B.
B2B.
Right? Yeah. So parang
because the company is like handling all the fees. I mean the company is shouldering all the fees.
All the fees for their
So it's like B2B.
Yeah. So may nakita ko na LinkedIn is the best way to go B2B. Kumbaga. Right? So,
I should update my LinkedIn. I should post. I'd be active.
Tama, di ba? Kasi, what I'm... Baga, the OFWpreneur podcast is here to help other OFWs to jumpstart their businesses or maybe remove their fear of starting up. And then,
yes.
For me, for me, selfishly, maganda natututo ako sa mga kausap ko. Like you, 'di ba? Parang hindi ko alam na may matututunan pa pala ako. Kasi feeling ko dati kahit alam ko na lahat eh. Alam mo 'yun, yung alam ko na 'yun.
Kahit naman ako every day I'm learning sa mga tao na kakausap ko, sa mga,
'di ba? You know. And right now, sa daldal kong 'to, parang naano ko eh, na nakukulong ako dito sa bahay. Parang feeling ko this is just my way na mailabas yung kadaldalan ko. At wala na akong makausap kundi four walls and then my
pero back. maganda to naisip mo. It's a very good right place yeah. For OFWs to see, to visit.
Yeah. So let's go with your business. I want to go with the specifics of your business.
Mm-hmm.
I want to give you the floor to promote your business. All of your business, if you'd like. So, para after you explain it, then maybe I have questions as well to provide more value sa mga nakikinig ng podcast. Go ahead, Miss Carolyn Kim.
Okay, so yun nga, as what Brother JP told, I'm doing a small business here in Korea, and it's all about helping people how to be confident in business and in their daily lives without offending anybody. So from doing business outside a country or in other countries, we train them, we do have programs. And then, so we have website, www.mollymanners.com, or you can send us through Molly Manners South Korea FB page. So in
If you have inquiries,
or if you want it to be personal inquiry, you can send us through an email at Sherlyn@mollymanners.com.
Okay, that's MOLLY.
Y. MANNERS.com. So Sherlyn@mollymanners.com. So you can send email us there for any inquiries, or if you just have questions that you want to answer. Want to be answered.
Yeah. Pati yung website ng SherlynKim.com will be updated very soon, right?
Yes, we're in progress.
In progress. And you can check out her profile sa LinkedIn. Yan.
Yes, LinkedIn. Yes, I have LinkedIn. Thank you for that.
LinkedIn account. And then so that you can check all the business sides of her of her life or of her businesses. Maybe in the future, you will need her guidance, di ba? So if you do have any message sa ating manonood, let's say para tayong celebrity na parang ano, ako si Boy Abundo tapos
so
you're in front of the mirror or something like that.
Because we are in like pandemic now or in a situation that is not so good maybe for us, so keep going. I mean, it might be hard for now, don't lose hope. Just like me, I've know the feeling of being in that position, but I didn't lose hope. I just have my faith that in time it will be better, and at the end of the line there's a good thing waiting for me, and just like all of you. So just keep going.
Awesome. That's a very good message. Baga, there's a rainbow always after the rain.
Yes.
Oh my God. That's now. Kakaunan lang dito sa Quezon City. So maybe paglabas ko mamaya.
So my rainbow na.
My rainbow na. That's a very good message, Miss Sherlyn Kim. I appreciate your time.
Thank you. It was a nice conversation. No, it's afternoon.
Yeah, afternoon. Okay. Yeah. For all the listeners out there, it's good morning, good evening, good afternoon. Have an awesome day. This is OFWpreneur Podcast, and this is JP Adena and Miss Sherlyn Kim signing off. I've been flying from town to town, from London to Taiwan. I've been all around the globe trying to protect your soul.